With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sean Pendergast is out on vacation. I've got John Harris from the Houston Texans and, of course, FootballTakeover.com. If you find yourself wanting to start getting ready to look at quarterbacks, for instance, FootballTakeover.com. Is a great place to do that. And Wednesday was a weird day, John, because we had conflicting reports where Mike Garofalo had reported, amongst others, that Davis Mills would be benched. And then in the press conference, Lovie Smith was asked about it about five different times. This was the first time he addressed the situation on Wednesday.
Guys, announcement, just so we kind of establish things here. I do not announce who's starting through the week. We have a starting lineup, the last one that we have. And when it changes, we'll let you know. But during the week, of course, we're not going to announce any things like that. I think that would give the opponent an advantage. So our starting lineup, as far as you're concerned, I would have said the same thing 3 weeks ago. It's the same one until told otherwise.
So, John, this is where I think for the most part, I think most thinking Americans that have been following the Texans would look at, okay, there's a way you go about, you know, endorsing support for your quarterback, which Lovie Smith has done a lot, and just flat out say, no, he's our quarterback. So you kind of do the math in your head, and between the reports that they are, that they are switching quarterbacks. And then for what we'll play Mike Garofalo here right now, because Mike Garofalo, speaking to Ian Rapoport, doubled down on his assertion on Wednesday.
Lovie Smith is going to make a change. Now, he wouldn't say it to the media today in his press conference, but sources tell me, and also you and Tom, you guys were on it too, I'll give you a piece of the credit here, that Kyle Allen will make the start for the Texans against the Miami Dolphins. Davis Mills, who had so many high hopes surrounding him coming into the season, just hasn't delivered, so it will be Allen. I got a bunch of people saying, who on my tweet? How about a guy that threw for 3,300 yards a couple of years ago and is 7-10 in his career? Yeah, Kyle Allen back as a starting quarterback for Houston.
Okay, so the way they're talking about it, we can all assume Kyle Allen's going to be starting, right, on Sunday? Should I assume?
Well, we can assume up until, hold on, let me check the availability. Availability, I think, today is at 12:15, mm-hmm, because that's when the quarterback is going to speak. So because it's a Thanksgiving week.
Yeah.
So a normal week, I say normal, I don't know what's normal anymore, but a normal week, quarterback would speak Wednesday. At least that's would be on Wednesday, or the quarterback would speak on Wednesday. I think that's been normal course of action. But because it was a holiday week, the coordinators went up and spoke on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So it was Lovie, then it was Frank, then it was Pep. And so at that point, Omar came in and said, quarterback will speak on Friday. So we'll know on Friday. It's like, who's behind door number one? Now, here's, and I've heard a lot of it, and I'll say this. I love Lovie to death. I absolutely think he's great. Here's the one contention I have, and this goes back because I've been in the building for a while. This goes back to my thing about O'Brien, too. I think this happens to a lot of coaches, and it's not just Lovie. But I can't tell you the number of times I get a text, I get a look in the hallway after I did Telestrator or after I wrote something.
Yeah.
Johnny, you can't say that. That's going to give them a competitive advantage. There was actually one time that I was actually told in the heat of a rant.
Yeah.
And when I mean heat, I mean heat. That essentially something that I did on Telestrator was showing exactly what the Texans do, and that Doug Marrone and Mike Vrabel had called that week and said that I figured out and now they know. I'm like, okay, are you that dumb or are seriously?
Well, or you assume other people are that dumb, I guess.
I guess. You know, I don't
like
know.
Because that, I go through the same thing, John. Like, I try to put things through a filter because there's times where I know, like, I can tell that an offensive lineman has a tell or something.
Right.
And I don't like to say it if it's not something that's obvious and that I figure another team
right.
knows. Well, there was a time when the Steelers played the Texans a few years ago. Every single time the Steelers blitzed, it was versus a run. Like, it was every – and the blitzing – the blitzer,
yeah.
It was a DB blitz, mm-hmm. did not look at the quarterback one iota.
Right.
So, like, it was obvious they had a tell. You know, like, those
right.
kinds of things. You put that up, and it's like, yeah, people know it and see it. So, I think that – so, right now, this is – Lovie Smith, as he said multiple times, is saying, well, it's a competitive advantage not to tell the other team. Does this just fall into the category of, okay, you're doing it because that's your theory or philosophy, but it's kind of absurd, like all the different ways you have to weave the tail now to follow that competitive philosophy?
In some sense, here's my point with all that. First of all, competitive advantage if you've got Davis Mills and Michael Vick,
yeah,
where they're two totally different quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Where you might do different things with Michael Vick than you would do with Davis Mills. That to me, now that's a different situation because you can spring that on a team that might not be ready for it. Like, oh, you know, Davis might be doing this and he's the established starter, but man, they've got, you know, let's just use a more up-to-date version, a Malik Willis, for example.
Right.
You're going to do different things with Malik Willis. So I can understand the Titans kind of playing coy a little bit. Even though the Titans are going to do what they do.
Yeah.
The Texans, Davis Mills and Kyle Allen, there's not that much different between the two. It's not like you're going to start running zone read and a bunch of power read RPOs and all this kind of stuff with Davis. That's the thing that gets me. The Texans aren't going to change significantly enough where the Dolphins are like, whoa, this is that to me is the difference. Like I said, if you had a completely different style quarterback as your backup. Like last year, with Tyrod and Davis, it made sense to maybe play coy a little bit more with that because they're different guys. You're probably going to do some different things with Tyrod than you're going to do with Davis. I don't think you'll do a ton more than you'll see with Davis and Kyle Allen. Is it going to be the same old thing? No, there might be a few things that Kyle does a little bit better, a few more pass routes that Kyle likes that's better than Davis, but they're not significantly different as quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So that's the point to me where I feel like, okay, I mean, I get it. And this is the other thing too. Lovie's got a philosophy. He's sticking to it, whether you like it or not. That's his. And I can, as a coach, I can absolutely 1,000% give him a stamp of approval on that. Having been a coach, I agree. That's your philosophy. Don't change it. Stick with it. On the flip side, I'm also out there on the side of everybody else in some sense saying it's not that much different. And plus, it's going to be announced on Friday, and there's 48 hours from Friday to Sunday. And we've seen a lot of coaches in 48 hours be able to change course if needed. But I don't think the Dolphins really have to change course all that much. It's not like they're going to be traveling down, you know, 59, or I guess it's now 69, and then all of a sudden they're going to have to U-turn and go completely the other direction. It's just they're going to stay on 69 until they have to make one small exit and park. It's the same trip, really. It's just maybe there's one little pit stop they got to make that's a little different. So from that perspective, the competitive advantage part, I mean, I get it, and I don't, kind of all at the same time.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I've actually enjoyed this version of a more cantankerous Lovie Smith, because like, he does it in a different way than Bill O'Brien. It's more of a frustration, I think, and it also feels a little bit like it's your grandfather talking down to you, which is It that gives me mixed feelings too. I don't know whether to be ashamed of myself or angry at him and rage against the machine.
It's interesting you bring that up. I thought back to the times that Bill was cantankerous with the media and, you know, this with Lovie. And I felt like, you know, with Lovie, it's taken 3, 4, maybe even 5 questions.
Yeah.
To kind of say, look, and I think what he's trying to say, and really it's not being received well, I guess. Is that the right way of saying it? It's not being received that I ain't talking about it.
Yeah.
So you can ask it 4 or 5 times, and by the 4th time, it's like, guys, I told you the first 3. By question 2, Bill O'Brien would have gone to a whole different level of teapot. Mm-hmm. I just told you I'm not talking. That would have ended it. So they both have sort of done it that way. But I think with Lovie, he's given the latitude of, all right, you asked your question.
Yeah.
Here's what I have to say about it.
Yeah.
But when people are trying to ask other ways around that question, I think that's what's been frustrating. I love Sean Bajani. I love Bajani. Oh, yeah. I think Bajani's fantastic.
Yeah.
I really do. He's tried to ask that question in so many different and unique ways. It's like he sits there and goes, okay, he's heard the first 3.
Yeah.
And now he's got, okay, how can I ask this a different way? And Lovie has sniffed it out. But I love the fact that he's come up with different ways of asking that question to try and get maybe a different answer. It says something different. But listen, the media, they got to do their job. And Lovie's got his job to do. So everybody does their job, and we'll see where it ends up, I guess.
It's interesting seeing different coaches' strategy, because you're right. Bill O'Brien was outright rage. Bill Belichick will just go completely, you know, dumb and mute on the whole topic and just give a one-word curt answer. And Lovie is somewhere in between. He tries to show disgust more than anything. Hey, you guys can join the drive with Sterner and Hughley at Social Beer Garden in Midtown for Miller Lite Football Friday this Friday. That's today from 2 to 6. You can hang out with the guys, have some great food and cold drinks, and get ready for Sunday's game in Miami on a Miller Lite Football Friday. That's the Social Beer Garden in Midtown, 2 to 6 today. Look, this Sunday, it's Laramie Tunsil, who's a new man. He's a team leader now versus all the guys the Dolphins got from the Laramie Tunsil trade on Sunday. What to expect from the Dolphins, what to expect from Kyle Allen. That's coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.